This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so listen up, you badass wedding heroes. You're out there killing it, right? Making dreams happen one perfectly timed toast at a time. But let's talk about the not-so-pretty stuff for a sec. You know that beast hiding behind all the gorgeous bouquets and the flawless timelines? The freaking back end of your business or your wedding plans.
Yeah, exactly. We see you over there juggling contracts like a goddamn circus act while you're trying to make a seating chart that's more complicated than a freaking Rubik's Cube. And let's be real, the thought of actually dealing with that digital dumpster fire probably sounds about as appealing as like a root canal without anesthesia. But guess what? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Forget those fluffy wedding trends. We're going straight for the guts. This is about the systems, the nitty-gritty stuff that separates the pros from the wannabes.
You got it. We ain't wasting time on which napkin fold is going to make Aunt Mildred lose her shit. We're cracking open that digital Pandora's box of your business or wedding plans. And honey, it's time for a serious intervention. We're talking about that article from Engaged AF magazine, that spring clean your damn systems thing, the story of every overwhelmed wedding pro who finally, like, got their shit together.
Oh, yeah, that one. I'm sure it landed in your inbox and you're all, yeah, I'll get to that later. Well, guess what? Later is officially here, my friend. We're going to break down that article, extract the good stuff, and give it to you straight. No chaser. We're talking about streamlining your workflow, finally feeling confident about your pricing or your vendor choices, and maybe even, just maybe, snatching back a few hours for yourself without the whole damn thing imploding.
Right. Imagine you're scrolling through Instagram trying to ignore those ads for the millionth time. Those ones that promise you the ultimate wedding checklist or whatever. And then bam, a new inquiry. Maybe it's for your business, or maybe you're finally reaching out to that DJ everyone's raving about. What do? You grab that same tired-ass response you've been using since before sliced bread, attach a pricing sheet that's older than your grandma's china, and hit send. Sound familiar?
That, my friend, is the start of the overwhelm spiral. It's that sneaky little voice that says, I'll get to it later, until your digital life looks like a tornado hit a freaking filing cabinet.
Yeah.
You know what? That mythical slow season where you swear you'll finally get organized, it's about as real as that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Which brings us to our favorite analogy. The junk drawer. You know that one. The one where batteries go to die and instruction manuals for appliances you don't even own anymore magically appear. That's your business or wedding planning back end right now. Your Dropbox, your shared Google Drive, your email inbox. It's all a giant freaking mess. You got outdated contracts living next to half-finished spreadsheets and folders with names that would make a rocket scientist cry. New final revised client version noose this one. I mean, seriously.
And the article is right on the money with this one. This ain't about a little decluttering session. We're talking a full-blown digital renovation, gutting the whole damn thing and starting fresh. Because here's the thing. This mess isn't just an eyesore. It's like a virus slowly infecting your business or your peace of mind. It's messing with your efficiency, your professionalism, your ability to grow and make bank, or just enjoy the damn planning process without losing your sanity.
Yeah. It's April, for God's sake. Your clients are busy debating the merits of a champagne tower versus individual desserts, and you're over here still tracking RSVPs on a freaking napkin. It's time to wake up and smell the digital coffee.
Because that disconnect, it's not just funny, it's costing you. That constant low-level hum of stress, yeah, that's your messy back end screaming at you. This spring cleaning ain't just about getting rid of those clothes you haven't worn in a year. It's about exercising those digital demons that are holding your success hostage.
So let's get down to business, shall we? It's intervention time. I need you to open those digital closets. Like, actually click through those Dropbox folders you haven't touched since the dinosaurs roamed the earth. Scroll through those DMs where inquiries go to die a slow and painful death. Dig out those ancient Google Docs you swore you'd update last year. No more hiding from the monster under the bed. We're facing this shit head on.
And as you're staring into the abyss, ask yourself some hard-hitting questions. No sugarcoating allowed. How in the hell are you handling inquiries right now? Is it a chaotic free-for-all of missed messages and delayed responses? What happens when someone actually books you, or you finally book that photographer? Is it a smooth, professional process, or are you scrambling around like a rat in a maze trying to find the right contract and onboarding info?
And for the love of all that is holy, Where are those contracts even living? Are they buried in some email chain from like 5 years ago with a subject line that's just re-proposal? Be honest, when was the last time you even looked at your pricing guide? Has the cost of literally everything else in the world gone up while you were busy trying to find the perfect shade of blush pink? You can't fix what you don't acknowledge, so let's rip off the Band-Aid and get real.
Now, close your eyes for a second. Imagine this. A potential client hits that contact button on your website. Boom. An instant professional and on-brand reply magically appears in their inbox. Within 24 hours, they get a personalized follow-up with your availability, your pricing laid out nice and clear, and a call to action that actually makes them want to book you. And then a week later, a friendly little reminder pops up, just letting them know you're excited about the possibility of working with them.
No more ghosting. No more panicking at 3 a.m., wondering if you ever replied to that dream client. And this isn't some fairy tale. This is the power of a well-oiled machine, a system that works its magic even when you're up to your eyeballs in wedding craziness, running on fumes and dry shampoo.
And while we're on the topic of communication, let's talk about your emails, because for a lot of you, they're a freaking train wreck. You're either sending out the same generic cookie cutter responses, or you're using some outdated formal ass template that sounds like a robot wrote it.
Newsflash, your emails should sound like you. They should answer those burning questions before the client even has to ask. They should get people pumped about working with you. Be clear, keep it concise, and for the love of God, sound like a human. And stop reinventing the wheel every time you hit compose. Embrace the beauty of templates, get friendly with your CRM, and give that copy-paste function a much-needed break.
This leads us to the next level of genius, documenting your damn brain. Think about how many times you've typed out the same information over and over. Delivery timelines for vendors, dress code instructions for the wedding party, sneak peek timelines for those impatient couples. It's the same damn song and dance, just with different players.
Right. You're wasting precious brain power on things that a trained monkey could do. Instead of being a human information kiosk, spend some time up front and document all that important stuff once. Make a PDF, a checklist, a workflow, whatever floats your boat. Then automate that shit. Imagine your CRM sending out a detailed pre-wedding timeline to everyone involved, like a freaking ninja. You're welcome. Now go have a margarita.
And speaking of ninjas, let's tackle that elephant in the room. Your digital file management, or lack thereof. We've all been there. You open your computer and the desktop looks like a war zone. Branding assets scattered across a million different folders, 17 different files, all named final, and you haven't got a clue which one is actually the one you're supposed to be using. It's time to get your shit together, my friend.
You're a professional, damn it. So start acting like one. Implement a logical folder system. This ain't rocket science. Year. Client or event name, type of content. Boom! Rename your files with clear and descriptive titles. No more final, finally use this 1v2. You're an adult, act like it. And create a dedicated brand kit folder. This is where all your visual goodies live. Logos, fonts, bio headshots, the whole nine yards. Your future self will be sending you virtual high fives.
And while you're at it, do yourself a favor and move everything to the cloud. Use those fancy sharing features, collaborate with your team, delegate tasks like a boss, and rest easy knowing your data is safe, even if your laptop takes a swan dive into a pool of champagne. Getting digitally organized, total game changer.
Now, here's a little secret weapon that most people forget about. System maintenance. You can build the most beautiful, efficient system in the world, but it won't stay that way without a little TLC. It's like a high-performance race car. You got to keep that engine tuned up.
That pricing guide you slaved over last year, it's probably time for a refresh. Those email templates that were all the rage last season, yeah, they might be sounding a little stale. So set a reminder in your calendar, like every quarter, to check in on your systems. Look at your workflows, your templates, your pricing, your client follow-up. Make sure it's still doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Think of it as a spa day for your business or your wedding plans. A little preventative care to keep things running smoothly. Because trust me, dealing with a system meltdown is way more painful than taking a few minutes every now and then to make sure everything's in tip-top shape.
And here's the bottom line. You cannot build an empire on a foundation of chaos. You want those high-end clients. You want to book those dream gigs and make bank. Then stop trying to run a business or plan a major life event while your digital life is a dumpster fire.
Your systems are either working for you or against you. It's that simple. So do the work. Clean out the clutter. Automate everything you possibly can. Delegate the things that make you want to pull your hair out. And when the shit hits the fan, which it inevitably will, you'll be ready to handle it like the badass you are.
So basically what we're saying is stop making excuses and get your digital ducks in a row. A clean and efficient backend is non-negotiable. It's the key to unlocking that next level of awesome, whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out.
Okay, now for a little homework assignment. What's one area of your digital life that's looking a little neglected? Just one tiny corner you can tackle today. Because sometimes that one small step can lead to a huge shift. And another thing, what's that one task that makes you want to chuck your laptop out the window every time you have to do it? Figure out how to automate that sucker, or at least make it a little less painful.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. We're all about giving you the real talk, the no bullshit advice you need to survive and thrive in this crazy wedding world. Now go forth and conquer that digital chaos. We believe in you.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.